Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. Morning 7:07. You're listening to the Faith Radio Network. Get healthy for heaven's sake. Does it cross your mind that your relative level of health and your proper degree of self-care, that's really is a matter of, well, there's eternal consequences to that. It really is a matter of Christian stewardship. Lisa Marone is a physical therapist by profession. We know her as that and so much more. She's a prolific author and speaker, and she's a regular here at the Faith Radio Network. She joins us once again. Lisa, welcome back to the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Austin. Great to be here.
Always good to be with you. Now, for most of us, when we hear the word fat, that has a negative connotation to it. And here in your latest writings and things you're speaking about these days, you're reminding us, hey, our bodies actually need some good kinds of fats. Tell us about this.
Absolutely. You know, I had a friend who was trying to lose weight, and she said, oh, well, I'm just going to cut back on all the fat. And she just cut it out of her diet, kind of threw that whole element. You know, there's carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. And she said, I'll just stay away from all those fats.
Yikes.
But, you know, God created good fats for us. And what's so important about having good fats in our body is that our body system has been created to use that as a building block. So, for instance, every cell in our body has a membrane that kind of protects it from invaders, and it also allows it to function and get rid of waste products. And those membranes have fatty acids or lipids that it's created that's part of its structure. Our brains, all of our whole brain cells, every nerve in our body, it's insulated in a fatty substance. Our hormones have a fat component. So if you've ever known a young person, this usually happens to girls who might be swimmers, and they just drop their body fat so low that they stop their menses because they can no longer produce their female hormones. So it's really important that we have enough fat in our diet.
And let's talk about that. This gets us into kind of a different angle here, but let's talk about this for a moment. I guess I want to call it sort of a cultural obsession over fat, especially with women and young women in particular. Women are under enormous pressure culturally to have this type of body dimension or that type of body dimension. And we see evidence. I mean, it manifests in psychosomatic disorders, psychological problems, physical disorders, young women and even older women sometimes who are just so obsessed with trying to look the way the culture demands they look that they really harden themselves physically with improper intake of inadequate foods. Tell us more about that.
Absolutely. It's kind of the group of people who are these healthy unhealthies. You know, I see them at the gym oftentimes, and their hair is very dull because fat has an important role in the shininess of your hair. Mm. Their nails are brittle. Their skin is kind of hanging, you know, because they don't have this human growth hormone that's really important to keep their skin tight. So we can really wreak havoc by just cutting out the good things with the bad. You know, and if you've heard me on speak long enough, you know that I'm not a rules gal. So there are certain things that we want to use as principles, but I wouldn't say don't ever have a bad fat. You know, I put some mayonnaise on my sandwich and I eat some cheese, but I keep those things to a real minimum because those tend to be the bad fats. And bad fats, a way to kind of identify them in your kitchen is that they tend to be solids at room temperature. So things like mayonnaise and butter and cheese, those things that are solid at room temperature, those are tend to be the bad fats. The exception to that, which is why I hate rules, is coconut oil. If you've used coconut oil, which is a great product to fry your eggs in and other things, cooking with that, tossing up vegetable stir fries and coconut oil, that is a solid at room temperature, but it's actually a good fat.
Interesting. My goodness, how misinformation becomes prolific when it comes to fat. Lisa Marone. You can find her at lisamarone.com. She's with us here on our guest line on the Faith Radio Network, helping us to discern the distinctions between good fat and bad fat. What are some of the bad fats that just the food substances that just across the board we should try to avoid them altogether?
Well, you know, again, I'm trying not to say avoid things altogether because, you know, we have been created with the ability to flush out some of the bad things. But there's a lot of oils that we will use for frying, potato chips and fried foods. Those are things that have to be kept to a real minimum because those kind of fats go into our body and they create bad cholesterols for us, and they're very damaging to our cardiovascular system. Also, we have to understand that all fats, good and bad, are very high in calories. So if you took a gram of protein, which would be like lean meat, or you took a gram of carbohydrates and you verse that against a gram of fat, fat has almost has over twice the amount of calories as proteins and carbohydrates. So you do have to keep that volume to a minimum. So bad fats might be cooking oils, corn oils, and just soybean oils and things like that. Mm-hmm. Again, mayonnaise is a bad fat. But, you know, we go through the supermarket and we look at the shelves and it says low-fat this and low-fat that, and it might not have so much fat in it, but it's still containing a bad fat for us. So it's much better if you're looking at salad dressings to find something that has olive oil in it than a low-fat soybean oil.
Very interesting. Why, how do we keep track of all this stuff, Lisa? I mean, my goodness, we've got your website, but I mean, this is so perplexing. And all those labels that you're describing that say low fat this and low calorie that, they're just so enticing, aren't they?
Yeah, and you know, because fat is very satisfying to our tongues, you know, God created us to really like that kind of creaminess of fat. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when we try to satisfy ourselves with low fat products, we end up eating twice as much to feel satisfied. So in my own life, I tend to eat small amounts of these satisfying bad fats rather than twice the amount of something that says low fat. So just be very cautious when you're eating low fat products. Realize that you often tend to overeat them. You know, so just making your own salad dressings at home with some vinegar and some olive oil is a better bet than going to the supermarket and grabbing some oil off of the shelf, whether it says low fat or not, because the low fat products in say salad dressings often contain a very high amount of sugar because they're trying to make you satisfied in terms of the taste category. So again, it's really important that we keep our eyes open. But the good fats, one of the best things I love to eat is avocados. And avocados are something that are very versatile. You can cube them up and throw them in tortilla soup. They don't melt down. You can put them in eggs. They stay their form. You can mash them up and mix them with a little bit of mayonnaise. So you're eating half the mayonnaise and half the avocado. They're just a great, good fat for your body.
And you know what I'm struck with is your culinary terminology there. Cube them up. I'm going to try to impress my wife with using that in the kitchen. How do you like that?
Yes.
Honey, let's cube them up, my dear. All right, listen, I'll tell you what. What's that?
I was just saying, let's cube up an avocado and get to dinner.
And get some healthy fat going on. All right, Lisa, stand by. I tell you what, when we come back, I want to ask you about how do we discern if maybe we are deficient in the proper kinds of fats in our diet? You mentioned some of these symptoms a few moments ago, some things to look for. Let's talk more about that when we come back. We'll cube up some more wisdom on good fats and bad fats when we come back with Lisa Marone in just moments. 716, this is the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. We're glad you're with us. On the Faith Radio Network, good morning. It's Monday. Thank you for being here. I am Austin Hill, your host. Weekday mornings, 6 till 8, where we seek to connect faith to life and the issues of the day, the issues that surround us. Oz Guinness, prolific philosopher and a theologian, Oz Guinness joins us coming up at about 7:35 as he's got a new book out calling for a renaissance of the church. We'll find out what exactly that means coming up in just moments. Lisa Marone, she is a physical therapist by profession. She's an educator, professor, public speaker. She's with us on a regular basis, no stranger to us here on the Faith Radio Network, talking about good fats and bad fats. Lisa, I wanted to get back to something you touched on just briefly a few moments ago. There's sometimes we actually our bodies can exhibit signs, symptoms, if you will, that we're not getting sufficient amounts of good fats. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, there are fats that we need to take in by eating because our body cannot create them. They're called essential fatty acids. a lot of us have been hearing about omega-3 fatty acids in walnuts and in salmon, in eggs. These are important fatty acids because in our bodies, if our cell membranes are not well supported with those essential fatty acids, we're going to find ourselves getting sick often. We're also going to see changes in structures in our body where the cell reproduction or turnover, if you would, is quick. Mm. So our hair will look dry and brittle. Our skin will be dry. We might even come up with a rash. Our nails might break a lot. So things that have cells in our body that turn over quickly are going to show the most damage. And so it's really important that we take a look at our bodies and make sure that we're eating enough healthy fats. We touched on for women who are of the age of menses that if you're dropping so much weight that your periods are becoming irregular or they're stopping altogether, called amenorrhea, that's a really critical issue where you're not getting enough healthy fat in your body.
Hmm. Very interesting. Lisa, are we to presume that if we go to our physician for a regular checkup, hopefully it's annual or whatever the appropriate timeline would be, depending on our age, are we to presume that our doctor necessarily would pick up on these kinds of nutritional deficiencies?
Well, one thing that your doctor will do on your annual exam is they'll look at your lipid or fatty profile, and that will be a measure of your total cholesterol. And then it will break it down into your high-density lipoproteins, which is called HDLs. Mm-hmm. Those are your good fats that are circulating in your bloodstream. And then there's these LDLs, low-density lipoproteins. So we want to have a lot of the high densities, and we want to have not so much of the low densities. Now, one of the things that will show your doctor that you're not getting enough good fats in your diet is if your HDL, your high-density lipoprotein count, is low. So when your blood work comes back, if your doctor sees that, he's going to say or she's going to say to you, it's really important that you start eating things more with olive oil. You might eat some cold water fish like salmon or sardines or things like that. You would add to your diet those items, and then they would usually recheck your blood work after about 6 months to see if those HDL counts are rising adequately. Because HDL is kind of like an adhesive. It binds to all the bad fats in your body and flushes it out of your system. So you want those high in your body.
Mm, very interesting. Lisa Marrone, find her at Lisa, MORRONE.com, LisaMarrone.com. And, of course, we post her content, her very informative writings and audio of our discussions with her on our website. Find it anytime at MyFaithRadio.com. That's MyFaithRadio.com. Before we let you go, just real quick, any thoughts on, I guess, maybe inculcating some good choices or inclination towards good choices with our students who are heading back to school at this time of the year, Lisa? Any tips for parents on that?
Yeah, well, both of my children are going to college, and that's some place where you really don't have a reach into their diet. So it is
not
important
so much.
That you have already trained them before you send them out to college. But it is important to identify for them what is healthy, and make things interesting to eat. The more color something has and texture, the better it's going to be for them. And I think God knew that, so he made us not colorblind. You know, we don't see things in black and white, we see in color. And so it's really important as we're making good choices or sending our kids even with packed school lunches, mm-hmm. that if you're going to send them, what I have done with my children, if I'm going to send them with cut up vegetables in a bag, I'm going to send them in with some guacamole, which, guess what, is avocados that have been mashed up and mixed with some spices,
right,
in a little pack, or I'm going to send them in with some low-fat ranch dressing or something that they can dip it in that makes it more exciting and more interesting to eat things for them that are good.
Very interesting. Love what you do. Lisa, thanks so much, as always, for your input. We'll look forward to talking to you again very, very soon.
Great. Thanks for the opportunity to help people get healthy, for heaven's sake.
That's what we're about. That's what you're about, and we appreciate that. Lisa Marrone, find her at lisamarrone.com, and we'll have a link to our conversation here and her very latest writing. She's written a great piece about discerning good fat from bad fat that's already posted at myfaithradio.com. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.